भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 10, chapter entitled The Hamsa Guhya Prayers. Yuyam cha pitran vadista deva devena chanagaha praja sargaya hi katam Vrikshan nirdagdum arhata. Yuyam cha pitran vadista. Deva devena chanagaha. Praja sargaya hi katam. Vrikshan nirdagdum arhata. Yuyam cha pitran vadista deva devena chanagaha praja sargaya hi katam vrikshan nirdagdum arhata. Yuyam cha pitran vadista deva devena chanagaha hi katam. Pitran vadista devena chanagaha. Matajis, please. Yuyan chapitran vadista. Yuyam, you, cha, also, pitra, by your father, anvadista, ordered, deva devena, by the personality of Godhead, the master of the masters, cha, also, anaga, O sinless ones, Praja Sargaya, for generating the population. He, indeed, Katam, how, Vrikshan, the trees, Nirdagdum, to burn to ashes, Arhata, are able. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O pure-hearted ones, your father, Parchinabarhi, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead have ordered you to generate population. Therefore, how can you burn to ashes these trees and herbs which are needed for the maintenance of your subjects and descendants? So there's no purport, so we're going to read the next. I will just read the Sanskrit myself and read the translation and purport for text 11.
Atishata satam margam kopam yachata deeptam pitra pita mahe napi justam va prapita mahe.
Translation. The path of goodness traversed by your father, grandfather, and great-grandfathers is that of maintaining the subjects, prajas, including the men, animals, and trees. That is the path you should follow. Unnecessary anger is contrary to your duty. Therefore, I request you to control your anger. Purport. Hear the words pitra, pita mahe napi justam va prapita mahe depict an honest royal family consisting of the kings, their father, their grandfather, and their great-grandfathers. Such a royal family has a prestigious position because it maintains the citizens or prajas. The word praja refers to one who has taken birth within the jurisdiction of the government. Families were conscious that all living beings, whether human, animal, or lower than animal, should be given protection. The modern democratic system cannot be exalted in this way because the leaders elected strive only for power and have no sense of responsibility. In a monarchy, a king with a prestigious position follows the great deeds of his forefathers. Thus Soma, the king of the moon, here reminds the Prachetas about the glories of their father, grandfather, and great-grandfathers. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Devamrita Swaminiti Namane Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desitarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So as we can read, as we can see from these texts of Srimad Bhagavatam, how Vaishnavas are actually paradukkha-dukhi. They're full of compassion for others, for all living entities. Paradukkha-dukhi. And Bhagavatam is so beautiful that the science of the soul is very clearly explained, especially like when we read this famous pastime of Nalakuvara and Manigriva. Narada Muni, when he cursed them to become trees, it clearly explains how, even though they were the sons of the treasurer of the demigods, they became trees. They received the body of trees. I remember when I was a new devotee, the devotees took me for a hike in New Zealand, and I was really amazed to see the beauty of the forests and all the trees. And I asked this one devotee, my concept was all this is there for my enjoyment, for my pleasure. But I asked the devotee, so what is the Hare Krishnas think about this forest? He said, there are so many things we can tell you about, but basically he said that these are all spirit souls. Somehow or other they've received the body of the trees and they're standing in heat and cold. So it's considered like a punishment for the soul. Therefore, we shouldn't just think they're there for our pleasure, but we should always chant Hare Krishna in all circumstances. So including the trees will benefit. And I was really moved by this profound philosophy. People even knew that trees were, spirit souls. And also when I was in Vrindavan, I don't know how, authorized this is, but when I went to Shyamakund, there were actually five trees there in the banks of Shyamakund. And the panda there, the guide, he told us how when the Goswamis were, given the task to go to Vrindavan and build temples and write books and excavate these lost places, they were actually clearing this, surroundings of Shyamakund, but there were like these five trees there. And they came in the dream of the Goswamis and told them that we are the Pandavas and we are here on meditation. That's what it's been said. I don't know how to verify such a statement. So this is very beautiful about Krishna consciousness. It gives a very deep understanding of the position of the spirit soul and reincarnation. And Bhagavatam is also so special that there's a whole chapter actually dedicated discuss about the importance of the trees, like Vidyavane, Sampane, Brahmane, Gavi, Hastini, Sunichaiva, Swapakecha, Pandita, Samadarshan. As a Pandita or a learned person does not think that only humans have soul. He can see with the equal vision a dog eater, elephant, a brahmana, there's a soul. And Bhagavatam further discusses how there's a spirit soul even within trees. So unless people come across these teachings, they have no clue about what is what. I mean, people understand that, the trees are like the lungs of the planet, but still they're destroying the Amazon and other rainforests for our personal sense gratification. But there's no way they can understand that there is a soul within the tree that's as good as the soul within a human being. There's no way they can actually understand that on their own. They cannot even understand that, big animals that are moving and mating and giving birth and, feeling pain and pleasure have soul. What to speak of trees? Recently there was this article in the front page of Taiwanese, in Taiwan newspaper. They was discussing how there was this slaughterhouse and this bull was marched into this slaughterhouse by a butcher. And then the bull, actually on the way inside the slaughterhouse, actually went on his knees and started crying profusely, like just like a human being would beg. And the bull was crying so profusely and begging the butcher, don't kill me, like I want to live. It was so clear, so obvious. And this butcher has not witnessed anything so intelligent and so clear. And the bull wouldn't move, so he let him go and brought three of his friends. And the friends also witness that, you know, so clearly the bull is begging them to not to slaughter him and let him live. And the bull was shedding so profusely tears and crying like a child. And when all of them witnessed this, their hearts actually changed. They've never seen anything like this. So they were talking amongst themselves how they wanted to purchase this bull, divide the Lakshmi among themselves, divide the money among themselves, buy the bull, and actually donate him to this Buddhist farm where he can live forever. And they were amazed to see that this bull can actually understand every word these guys were talking. And as soon as they discussed that they're not going to kill and they're going to let him free, he immediately like stopped crying and like had a smile on his face, and he's like walking with them and listening to everything they said. So sure enough, these guys actually bought the bull and donated it to the Buddhist farm. And it says in the newspaper that three out of these four guys actually quit their jobs on the same day, because they could see obviously that, you know, this is something very special. So people are so dull in Kali Yuga that it takes like an extraordinary situation for them to realize there is something inside a body of an animal that's making them move and, you know, function. Even in India, they don't understand. It's like the land of Dharma. My Guru Maharaj, he was actually joking that one time there was this, he was giving a talk and there was an Indian man, and my Guru Maharaj was actually speaking about the horror of cow killing and the karma you have to receive and all this. And this Indian man told him, "Swamiji, we would never kill a cow from India, but cows from New Zealand, that's a different story, you know." Because they think, they have no concept that the soul is a soul wherever you are, India or, you know, America or New Zealand. So this is the kind of ignorance is going on. So unless somebody reads these sections of the Bhagavatam, it's no way they're going to understand the broader picture. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, read Bhagavatam before you're liberated and read Srimad Bhagavatam after you're liberated. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended. And as we can see from this purport, Prabhupada is talking about the responsibility of the kings, how the generation, the teachings have been handed down. And they're supposed to control their anger and be well-wisher of all living entities. They're supposed to manifest all good qualities. But even higher than that, Prabhupada explains, where are the kings actually getting their knowledge from? They're actually getting the knowledge from the Vaishnavas. Their kings, when a Vaishnava saint would visit their kingdom, the Krishna book we can see, when the messenger came with the message of from Rukmini Devi to Krishna, Krishna put him on the throne and worshipped him, offered full arati. When Narada Muni came, Krishna worshipped him. Sudama came, Krishna worshipped him. It says the Rajasuya sacrifice, Krishna actually took the position of washing the feet of the Vaishnavas that were attending or coming. What a position to be a Vaishnava. So this is the position of a Vaishnava. The kings are actually trained by the Vaishnavas. That's why Prabhupada said, if 1% of the world becomes Vaishnavas or takes to Krishna consciousness, in other words, there will be a great change in the face of earth. And Prabhupada said that the people in Krishna consciousness movement should be so ideal, so exemplary, that the whole world can learn from the Hare Krishna movement. Prabhupada understood not everybody is going to become a Vaishnava and, you know, follow all these teachings. But if 1% of the world at least becomes Krishna conscious, then the general populace, they can follow. Prabhupada gave the example, just like a government man, not everybody becomes a judge or a police, but if there are some people who are ideal, then the rest of the people follow. So speaking about the broad-mindedness of Vaishnava, I was reading this pastime of Shivananda Sen in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. What an exalted personality he was. He would bring every year about 200 or 300 devotees from Bengal to Orissa to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and attend the Ratha Yatra festival. And every year Sivananda Sen would actually pay taxes and arrange for accommodations and prasadam for all the devotees. There's so many inconveniences he was undertaking to serve the Vaishnavas. But it's explained one year a stray dog actually joined the party. The party that was going from Bengal to Orissa. I mean, in America, you know, everybody worships dogs. But in India, especially if it's a stray dog, then it's not so special. Nobody really cares. But Sivananda Sen was so broad-minded, he was such a pandit, that he saw that Krishna has sent this spirit soul under my guidance, and it's my duty to give him shelter and protection. So even though it was just a dog, Sivananda Sen was actually desiring the deliverance of this stray dog. And he told the cooks to make rice prasad for this dog. And the boatmen, when they were trying to cross the rivers and stuff, the boatmen wouldn't let a dog come on board. So Sivananda Sen would pay whatever he paid for a devotee, he would pay twice as much so the dog can come on board. So this way, Sivananda Sen was taking such good care of this dog, and all of a sudden, this dog actually disappeared. And Sivananda Sen was actually in anxiety, he was actually like his heart was pained to see this living entity disappeared. And then when the party actually reached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Orissa finally, to Sivananda Sen's and others' surprise, they saw the dog was actually standing next to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu was actually eating eating coconut, fresh coconut. And he was feeding the remnants of the coconut to the dog. And the dog was eating the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was actually chanting Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra. And it's explained in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita that Mahaprabhu actually sent the dog of Sivananda Sen back to Godhead from the body of a dog. So Prabhupada used to say, this is our only qualification. Even in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada writes about Srivas Thakur. Even the Muslim tailors and maidservants and household cats and dogs of Srivas Thakur was delivered, Prabhupada writes. So Prabhupada would say, this is our position. We don't aspire to be this or that. We just simply want to be the dogs of the Vaishnavas. And just because the Vaishnavas desire our deliverance, Gauranga Mahaprabhu will deliver us. But if we offend the same Vaishnavas, who are our only hope, then there is no hope. We simply remain as dogs. So this is the mood of Vaishnava. Even merciful towards a dog. And there is another famous pastime in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that talks about this leper, Vasudev. He was such an exalted devotee that you know, he had advanced stages of leprosy. So much so, the living worms actually filled his body. And Vasudev was not only just tolerating the worms, but if a worm would fall from the body to the ground, Vasudev would pick it up and place it exactly where it was before. Because his mood was that I'm a spirit soul, I'm living in this body, and he's a spirit soul, and he is living in this body, so why do I have more right than this worm? And it's explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, just the fact he was so non-envious, when he heard that Mahaprabhu was visiting the neighborhood to the house of the Kurma Brahmana, immediately he had a revelation that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And with his sickly body, he went to see Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu is already departed. So he fainted in separation. And Mahaprabhu, knowing the heart of this Brahmana, actually came back and embraced him. And this explained all his leprosy disappeared. We hope all the worms also went back to Godhead. But this is the position, this is the mood. Growing up in South India, I actually visited this place. This is actually a hill. And I saw this chariot there, very beautiful chariot, maybe like 500-600 years old. And our school excursion, the teachers told us the story behind the chariot. They said there was this great king, his name was Pari, and he was driving past and he saw this beautiful jasmine creeper on the ground. It had usually the creeper, it needs some support to grow. So this jasmine plant didn't have any support, so the king left his chariot next to this jasmine plant and walked home and gave it to the jasmine flower so he can grow and be happy. Even a few hundred years ago, people were so conscious enough to leave his chariot for a plant. This is the mood of Vaishnavas. I remember Giriraj Maharaj remembering Prabhupada told him, you have no right to walk on the grass unless you absolutely have to. And even in a situation where you really have to walk on grass, you must chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise you have no right to step on the grass. It's imagine how kind-hearted Srila Prabhupada is. And his followers also. I remember Karuna Avatar Prabhu, he was telling when he first came, he read the books of Srila Prabhupada and first came, he didn't know what to think of these people, Hare Krishnas. When he came to the parking lot, he saw one devotee bring one cockroach from the kitchen and chanted Hare Krishna to the cockroach with so much love and affection and let him go. And Karuna Avatar Prabhu saw this and he was seeing in action whatever is being taught in these books, and these devotees are actually following. That was the first impression he got. And that took away all his fear and doubt. So this is the mood of Vaishnava, Paradukkadukhi. So also one devotee remembers how in Mayapur one year, Prabhupada was actually being worshipped. Prabhupada was given Guru Puja, and there's hundreds of devotees chanting and dancing and from all over the world glorifying Prabhupada. But then Prabhupada saw one devotee was actually limping and he had actually a boil in his leg. So Prabhupada called him, and in the middle of Guru Puja is going on, Prabhupada called him and asked him why, what's the reason why he's not able to dance properly. And the devotee explained how he has a boil. And Prabhupada actually wrote a recipe Prabhupada said, you go to the medical shop, you get this and this, and you mix that and you apply to this boil. And Prabhupada gave him the Lakshmi in the middle of Guru Puja. And this devotee remembers how he went through so many, you know, dissatisfaction and disappointments in his spiritual life, but he never left because he was so touched by that one exchange of Srila Prabhupada. That he saw how this is not just like, you know, a fairy tale or a very lofty theory. These are, you know, it's real. He saw Prabhupada in practical application, which touched his heart. Many times when somebody is sick, then we think, oh, you're not the body, like, what are you talking about? Get out of Maya, but that was actually not the mood. So these are the lessons that Bhagavatam is trying to train us and teach us. And Garga Samhita says, one who quits his body without understanding these teachings is no better than a cat or a dog. This is what Garga Samhita says. Same thing Prahlad Maharaj says, Nate vidu swartha gatim hai Vishnu. A spirit soul, he thinks he's so intelligent, but he actually don't have a clue of what's his real self-interest. Dharmena hina pasubir samana, Bhagavatam says, ahara nidra baya maitunam cha. A spirit soul in the form of, you know, human or animal, is basically absorbed in eating, mating and sleeping and defending. And he's so expert in everything. Prahlad Maharaj said, not even a far thing is wasted. He's such an expert manager. He's talking about people in general. But then when it comes to this final exam, death, nobody is prepared. Prabhupada would say, as sure as death. The reality is actually really, really scary. Just like if we have a landlord and he told us, you have 2 weeks to vacate. And we like changing the carpet and moving the lawn and painting the walls. It shows that there's something wrong. But at least, you know, when you live in an apartment, you get some notice. But in this body, there's no notice. Any minute, anything can happen. But we're not prepared because Maya is so thick, Maya is so strong, it makes us think that we're going to be here forever. So we fill our heads with all kinds of thoughts. Recently one friend had an accident and he fell down from his bike and he was almost run over by a truck. Just by an inch he survived. So when I asked him, so what were you thinking? He said, I thought about my child. So the instant reaction, your head is filled with all kinds of attachments and attractions. So naturally at the time of death, that's what comes immediately. Even though we're chanting and reading, this is actually a very risky position. So therefore, by reading Bhagavatam, it says, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam. Jnanam chayadhaitukam. By practicing bhakti yoga, we are supposed to develop this detachment. Prabhupada tells the story of a yogi. This yogi lived so long that every time one of his hairs would fall off, one Brahma would die. But he never even bothered to build even a cottage for himself. He just lived in the shores of a beach. So when the disciples asked him, at least, Gurudev, can we build you something? He said, oh, what's the use? Life is so short. He didn't bother. So these are all the training that Bhagavatam is trying to give us. Unless we hear, we're just going to live in illusion. I was reading in the 9th canto, the pastime of Yayati. Yayati Maharaj, His story is really fascinating to read. It's really, really interesting. Yayati was actually married to the daughter of Sukracharya. Her name was Devayani. And then Devayani brought many maidservants with her, but then Yayati ended up having a child with one of the maidservants of Devayani. So Devayani went and complained to her father, Sukracharya. So Sukracharya cursed him to become an old man. And Yayati went to Sukracharya and is begging, "Oh no, you know, you cursed me, I haven't enjoyed enough. Is there any way out?" And Sukracharya said, "If anybody is willing to accept your old age, then you can exchange your old age for their youth." So Yayati went begging all his children. And one of them agreed. And then he exchanged shamelessly his old age for his son's youth. And then it says, Yayati had sex for thousands of years of the demigods. And then finally he came to this conclusion, looks like this will never go away. He's talking to his wife, Devayani. I had this attraction for the past thousands of years, and looks like it's not going away. So Prabhupada writing purport after purport, how this lust is not going to go away one day. So Prabhupada said, cold turkey, we have to develop that detachment and determination. Like it says, if we feel the same way when you're 50, if you feel the same way you felt when you're 20, that means you've wasted 30 years of your life. So this is what it is. Today is actually Shivaratri, the actual date. And Lord Shankar, when he appeared as Shankaracharya, he wrote this beautiful poem, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam, Bhaja Mudamata. Worship Govinda, worship Govinda, worship Govinda, you fools, because everything else you're busy with will not save you at the time of death. So it's such beautiful teachings we are given. We're so fortunate. So by reading this and applying this in our lives, we can, Prabhupada say, we can actually go back to God in this lifetime, even though it's very short in Kali Yuga. So these are some of the thoughts regarding this translation and purport. If any of the devotees have any questions or comments, or anybody on the internet has a question, we can discuss. Vani Nath Prabhu.
Thank you for your nice class, Prabhu. Could you please explain why Shankaracharya came to this world? Shankaracharya.
Why
came to this world?
That's a nice question. It's explained that, like Krishna says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Whenever and wherever there's decline in religious principles, Krishna comes or sends his confidential men to fix the situation. So there were actually a lot of abuse going on in the name of following the Vedas. There were so many animal sacrifices and rituals, and so many poor entities, living entities being butchered in the name of sacrifice. So Krishna actually appeared as Lord Buddha to stop this animal sacrifice. So Buddha, Prabhupada explains many times that he said, forget about the Vedas. The Vedas are prescribing you to kill animals, then forget about the Vedas. Just follow me. But he was God. So then, Buddha for time being, he took people away from following the Vedas, and then Shankaracharya actually appeared to again re-establish the Vedas. But Shankaracharya couldn't tell much because, you know, being Buddhist, they cannot understand, you know, Radha, Krishna, Leela or this or that. So he basically gave the understanding, no, don't reject the Vedas. Vedas are good. Brahma, Satya, Jagan, Mithya. So he gave some basic teaching. And then personalities like Ramanujacharya and other Vaishnavas came and introduced the personal aspect of the Supreme. So Shankaracharya actually came to re-establish, you know, the Vedas. But he didn't tell much. Does that make sense? Thank you, Prabhu. So thank you for your kind attention. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.